Joshua chapter 14. These are the inheritances which the children of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed to them. There was a lot of inheritance for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. This is those who were living to the west of the River Jordan. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, that is, to the east of Jordan. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. They gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except towns to dwell in, with their suburbs for their livestock and their property. The Levites were given no inheritance among them. So, from that, you see that the Levites were intended to focus upon serving God, upon reading and teaching his word, bearing in mind that most people were not literate, couldn't read or write in those days, and in encouraging other people to serve God and focusing their lives upon the service of God. Well, in the New Testament, we're told that we are the Levites. In fact, we are a royal priesthood. So we are to live in that spirit, not focused upon building up your own inheritance, but rather upon the things of God's word and the things of serving him. That should be our focus. And trusting in God to provide all the material stuff. It's very difficult to live like that. It's very tempting to think, oh, I'll leave all the religious stuff to the experts, to the pastor or the pastoral team or to the priest or whoever. But we are the priests. This is our job. You can't just leave it to other people now. Then you think about the 2.5 tribes who had their inheritance on the east of Jordan. Well, that was because they asked to have that inheritance there. You could think that actually it was God's intention to start with that they all lived on the west of Jordan, so they could all be together and get themselves established, and then in due course he would have given them the land to the east of Jordan right up to the Euphrates, so that they could all be together, get used to living together, subdue the land to start with, establish a place of worship and a sanctuary, etc. But no, the 2.5 tribes saw the land east of Jordan as really good for pasture for animals. They had lots of cattle. Oh, we want it right now. We want the kingdom now. That's the spirit of our age as well. So they were allowed to, but they were told to, first of all, go over with the Israelites, the other tribes, and make sure that they got their inheritances, and then they could come back and have theirs. And so we mustn't be totally focused upon, I want to be in the kingdom of God. That is, of course, right, but we need to grow to a more mature position where we want to see God's people inherit the kingdom. We want to see the others there, as well as us. So, the children of Judah drew near to Joshua, and Caleb said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh spoke to Moses concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses sent me from Kadesh to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart." You remember Joshua and Caleb were the two faithful spies who came back and said, "Yes, we can inherit the land. Sure, there are Canaanites there, but they are just very weak. God will give us this land. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God." You see how it's more attractive to believe bad news than it is to believe good news. The other spies, and he's very generous to call them my brothers who went up with me, although they were weak in faith, they were still his brothers within the community of God. They made the heart of the people melt. Because they said, yeah, it's a good land, but we can possibly enter it. There's huge cities there, walled up to the sky with Canaanites inside them. And so the heart of the people melted. But I, he said, I wholly followed Yahweh my God. Do you know the word Caleb? It means dog. And he says, you know, Caleb, I'm a dog. And you can also argue that he was a Gentile. But he says, I wholly followed Yahweh like a dog. I was faithful. God went ahead of us, and I followed him. Moses promised on that day, saying, Surely the land where you walked shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh. Now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive as he spoke these 45 years, while Israel walked in the wilderness, and I am 85 today. As yet I am as strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. Now, therefore, give me the hill country of which Yahweh spoke in that day. You heard in that day how the Anakim, the giants, were there, in great cities. It will surely be that Yahweh will be with me, and I shall drive them out. Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb to this day, because he wholly followed Yahweh, the God of Israel. The name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, named after the greatest man among the Anakim, among the giants. So Hebron had giants living in it. And actually, the strongest of the giants was there. So it was like the giant city. And I think that was the place that he went to when he was spying out the land. And he must have seen that place and thought, oh, yeah, this would be great. I can just imagine inheriting this place. I'd love to be here in the kingdom when we inherit it. But then, well, the rest of them didn't want to go in, and he had to wait these 45 years. And now he says, I want that place. Sure, you can have it. You take it. And at 85 years old, he felt strong enough to go and fight those people, only because he, of course, went in God's strength. So there's a lot of lessons there. In a sense, it's name it and claim it. In a sense, it's, yes, I would like to do this for God. I would like this. Okay. If it's in the context of serving God, I think God is open to that. I don't mean you can just say to God, oh, I want to have that expensive car over there. What's that going to do to serve God? But in the wider sense, God is open to us. And he is willing to respect that. And the other thing you see with Caleb and Joshua is that they weren't afraid to be different to the rest of the people of God. As he says, my brothers, the other spies, they said we couldn't do it, but I said we could. So at times you've got to stand with your back to the world. At times you've got to stand with your back to the people you know, amongst the believers, amongst the body of Christ, amongst the body of believers. At times that happens. And I think it happens because God wants us to individuate. He wants us to have a personal relationship with him. And so weird circumstances can arise in your life where you are out of step with your brothers, as Caleb was. They're still your brothers. As he says, my brothers made the heart of the people melt, saying that we can't go up there. Well, yeah, these things happen. Exactly who's to blame is not worth going into, but these things happen so that we stand alone with God. And I think all of us at some point in our lives, maybe many times, maybe just one or two particular issues or moments in our life, I think we go through these situations whereby we do stand alone with God and out of step with our brothers. And as I say, in the bigger picture, this is so that we come close to God and to Jesus, because you'll particularly feel their presence when you don't have, as it were, your brothers around you.